Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley.
And Beth Jacobson.
And thank you for joining us this evening. We created this show as a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality.
And you can listen to us two times a week. We are on Tuesdays from 7 to 8 and Fridays from 3 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. You can also, if you have any feedback, any ideas, any insight, any positive affirmations that you would like, or, you know, anything that you want us to try to do differently, you can give Marie and Beth a shout-out on email, divinegoddessradio@gmail.com, or even better, you could go onto Facebook and look up Divine Goddess Radio, become a part of our community, like our page, and you are entered into a possibility of being drawn for a half-hour free reading. Marie and I also do Divine Goddess parties to where we come into your houses. We do readings, intuitive clairvoyant readings. We also do card readings. I also add some energy work into it. We also do classes. We can come into your corporations, business, small, big, large, whatever, school, community. We can come into nursing homes. I would love to get into nursing homes, too. So if that's something that you're wanting to do, we have a deal to where if you have 10 people, the host or hostess, it can be for men or women, yours is free. And then so call us and find out the deal that we have going. We have a special going on this month till the end of the month of July. Again, you can get a hold of Marie or myself. And if you want to talk to us in person, you call Marie at 651-303-0555 or Beth at 651-941-36. And we also have a blog talk page, divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com. So welcome to Phone In Tuesday. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Yes, thank you for joining us since we won't have a show on Friday. We decided to do a call-in Tuesday, so I'm glad that you guys could call in. And we can answer one question, please, so if you keep it to one question. And before we take callers, we had a question on email, so should we start with that first?
Yes, let's do that.
So that if she's listening, we can get that done. So this question is from Gail.
Gail.
And she'd like to know, when will my life balance itself out? I'm not sure where to search for work opportunities. The money isn't coming coming in yet, and I need to get things balanced out on the home front. So looking for when life will be balanced.
Well, you know, Gail, this is just balanced has to do with depending on where you are on your spiritual journey. That's something that you need to work on every single day. That's a very open-ended question, because you need to balance your feminine masculine energies and you need to balance your left brain with your right brain with your left brain. So there's a lot of balance. So you need to balance, it sounds like, family, so your personal life and your professional life. So it kind of sounds like at the home front and money, so I'm assuming you want to know where more balance with your physical or your home life and your career is coming in. The first thing that I heard is you need to start working on it, but it will be to where you have it, to where things are up and going. It feels like no later than the middle of October. That does not mean that that's when money's going to start coming in, that you have to wait that long, but start getting your ducks in a row, start figuring out what is it that you want to do. If you're not working right now, you have to have a general idea.
Yeah, and I'm also hearing it would be a really good idea for you to journal and kind of write down, okay, these are my priorities and these are my goals, and this is where, you know, I want to see myself, because you have to put that positive, you have to put that positive spin out there so that you're putting out to the universe what you want to attract. And if you're feeling out of balance with your whole life, writing it down and saying, okay, you know, obviously your house and family, you've got to do that. And then you've got to decide, okay, what am I going to do for my profession? Am I going to write a book? Am I going to write a blog? What am I going to do? And then as you start writing stuff down, it should start becoming clear, because I'm actually seeing you writing stuff down and then reorganizing as you're doing it, and then your picture becomes clearer.
And so, you know, you have to decide what's going on in the home front right now. You know, is it your partner? Is it your kids? Are you looking at making a change? You know, is it older kids, younger kids? So like Marie said, you'll get more clarity when you journal. But if you're looking at work right now, I'm hearing, I don't know why I'm hearing receptionist. I don't know if it's literally like to where you're going to be working in an office.
Yeah, but that's temporary just to bring
that would be,
bill.
And it would be temporary, just so you know. I'm hearing you could have that, a job as a receptionist by the end of July, But knowing that that's not what you're going to be doing for...
And I am hearing that you will be writing a book. I mean, I'm hearing writing a book. So if that helps with any clarity as to which way you want to go, that's what I'm hearing.
So it looks like writing's like in your future.
Writing a book, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. So hopefully that will...
It gives you somewhere to go,
point, yeah.
Reception, so look at what's out there.
Right.
So, thank you, Gail. We
yep.
appreciate you. So, love and light
yes.
you.
Thank you so much for sending in the email. And let's jump in then and start grabbing our callers. Okay. Hi,
Hello.
Who are you speaking with and where are you calling from?
My name is Carla and I'm calling from Florida.
Hi, Carla.
Hi.
Do you have a question or a comment?
I have a question. I was wondering what you see for my career. I work for myself, and I was wondering what you see for its direction or you know, stuff like that.
Okay. Tuning into Carla. What direction does she need to do? Are you doing, do you have a website? Are you advertising? So you have your business cards and up and everything and going to networkings?
I'm not going to networkings, but I do have a website and stuff like that.
And I'm seeing the word BNI. I can't remember what that stands for, but there's networkings, and I'm hearing it's very important because of how they're set up. And I know they're all over. I don't think it's just in Minnesota. I think they're all over. And it costs money to be involved in them, but the people that I know, this is just a little side note, really feel that they benefit from it because when you go there and you network, you're set up with different people. There's never two people who do the same thing in these
mm-hmm.
groups. So excellent referrals that you can get from these BNIs. Oh, and I'm also hearing meetup groups too. I'm seeing the
okay,
word
well,
meetup.
I tried that, and I was getting people coming to my class, you know, my meetups, my classes that I didn't want coming, and you can't really turn people away, you know, too much,
yeah.
you know, because
yeah.
you don't know who you're going to come to your door, and I have them at my house, so mm-hmm. I just turned that off because it wasn't, you know, it was so hard keeping track, and so I stopped doing that.
Okay.
Are you marketing yourself in a very specific way as far as a specific thing that you're doing? That your business does?
Kind of. I do a few things. Maybe that's what you're picking up.
Yeah, because what I'm hearing is that they're saying that when you market, make sure you market yourself as more of a, like, this is my niche, this is my specialty,
mm-hmm.
so that people are attracted more to, you know, to that versus, because if you've got people just showing up at meetups, then you're, you know, you need to define more and market yourself
well,
that
they're,
way.
Well, they're coming for the stuff I do, but it's people that I don't, you know, kind of wanted to come, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know how else to say. You know, I didn't know who they were when they first joined, and then they came, and it's just like, you know, a little too creepy, some people, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry
yeah,
to say,
yeah,
you know, if you know what
yep.
I mean.
Yes.
Especially in your
oh,
house.
Oh, yeah, especially when it
know?
Comes into your house. I
yeah.
get it.
Yeah.
get it. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm hearing to market and advertise yourself more, but more in a specific niche, like a niche kind of way, you know, like a specialty.
Uh-huh.
I just keep seeing the word BNI with you, BNI. And I've been to one of the meetings, and they are beneficial, but like I said, for whatever reason.
I never
reason,
heard
that
of them down here.
God, do you it's know what it stands
business,
for?
Business, networking.
Is it incorporated?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. But I know, I think they're all over. I don't think it's just Minnesota, and they're showing me. So I, for you to investigate, and maybe you're going to get one that's up and going, I don't know. But it's very, the way they have it run, how they categorize it and how they group people together, it is very amazing. It is. And it's a great support. And then you're going to get more of the professional people coming in who are going to be able to use you as referrals. And like Marie says, that would be excellent when you, instead of having a ton of things that you're doing, have a specialty area. Okay. And then you can still say that you offer all this other stuff.
It's Business Network International.
Oh,
if
international.
If you go to BNI.com, you can actually find a chapter in your area.
Yep, okay, BNI.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you.
So that's going to help you, and I'm hearing and I'm seeing at Capital, so that means that's going to be a big, important thing for you to do.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Good luck to you.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye. Bye-bye. Let's grab our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hello, you're speaking with Craig, and I'm calling from Las Rages.
Hi, Craig.
How are you?
Doing pretty good. I was calling
to see. You have a question
see,
or a comment?
Yes, I have a question. I was calling to see. I started writing my memoir this summer, and hopefully, I completed it within a year. And I just want to know, how do you see that, you know, working out for me, getting published or whatnot?
I'm seeing two thumbs up, and I'm hearing you're going to do self-publishing. Self-publishing.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm hearing the word movie, too, so.
Ooh, nice, nice.
Yay.
Yeah.
And so you're close to completion, correct?
Actually, I just started this week.
Oh, well, you're going to be getting it done a lot quicker than you thought. A lot quicker
oh,
than
really?
You thought. Yeah. It's going to go very, very fast.
Yeah, because it's going to the information is going to channel right through you. You'll be amazed at how fast you end up. You know, once you sit down, the information is just going to flow right through you.
Yep, yep. And if you just allow the experience, because you've been there, done it, so the experience is there, so allow the universe to help you put it in the words. That's going to be how you're going to be able to put it on paper. But you're going to do self-publishing. I'm seeing two thumbs up with that.
Great.
And hand clapping,
right.
So you're on the right path. So continue doing it. Good luck to you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Kathleen from Massachusetts. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. How are you doing, Kathleen?
I'm doing okay. My question is, I have been seeing a guy on and off for 17 years. I met him when he was 45. He's now 62. And no matter who I date, we always get back together. My birthday is coming up August 4th. And there's something special I want. Do you see it happening? I think you know what I mean.
I heard the word. Can I confirm it with you?
Yeah.
Are you hoping for a ring?
A promise ring, even.
Yeah. So the first thing I heard was, "Oh, she wants a ring."
Yeah.
You know what it feels like? It feels like he's currently working on some father issues right now, and if he clears that. You just may get your wish here, but he there's something to do, and it's affecting him currently, because I feel it really big with him, with his heart stuff.
He never met his father in his whole life.
Pardon me?
He never met his father, ever.
Well, there you go, Kathleen. There you
but
go.
At 62, I can't
An abandoned
believe.
Child, an abandoned little boy. So, I mean, whether he's, well, he's consciously aware of it, but he's looking at those issues. You can't go through this energetics of the world right now, whether you're awake or not,
yeah.
and not be affected. So if he's not thinking about it on a conscious level, it's definitely in dream state, and it might come out, you know, in indirect ways to where he might distance himself from other people. It might be to where he's not looking at life with a lot of, you know, with a lot of hope, but he's definitely reviewing this stuff right now. And it's a very big thing. It's a very big thing.
So in other words, you don't.
If he gets through that, you'll have your ring. You'll have your ring. It's not about you. just so you know, what's going on is it has nothing to do with you.
Yeah, but my birthday's only in a few weeks.
Well, you know what? People can do miraculous things in a day. If you knew what I went through in a day, Kathleen, and I'm not the only one, so things can change that fast, just so you know.
Yeah, and it could be, you know, with the way the energetics and with the full moon and everybody's been releasing and letting go of all the last bit of crap,
mm-hmm.
you know, all it takes is for someone to say, you know what, it's time for me to stop wondering and it's time for me to stop holding on and it's time for me to move on with my life. And
mm-hmm.
once you make that decision,
mm-hmm.
boom, everything can change and he can resolve it that fast.
Yeah.
So
are you saying that if I break up with him?
No. Well, we're not saying that whatsoever. It's just giving him his space and letting him do his stuff. So, like, if you're saying, you know, I would assume you're not saying anything to him about, I would love to have a ring. I'm assuming you haven't said anything.
Oh, I did come out and say it.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can not personalize that and just understand what's going on and let it, it has nothing to do with you having a breakup with him. At least I'm not picking up on that, are you, Marie?
No, not at all.
I'm not picking that up at all. But just to hold the space for him to get through what he's getting through.
Okay. Because he never talks about
it. Old stuff needs to be taken care of before new stuff can come in. That's the best way we
mm-hmm.
can say it.
Okay.
The old needs to be finished first before you start anew.
Well,
so send out love and light to him so he feels that and then he can get through it a lot quicker.
If you can, you know, somehow convey to him, even just by a thought or a touch, say, you know, or sending him unconditional love that's saying, listen, you know, I understand that you're going through whatever you need to, but I'm here for you and I know it's not personal on me. And reassure him somehow that he understands that you understand, I guess is the best way to put it simply.
Okay.
And just so you know, we're not telling you that you have to go and confront him about his father issues, because he may or may, there's no way he's going through this, I'll tell you right now. There's no way he's not going through this, not on a conscious level, not thinking about dad. But you can decide whether or not you called in and you got this information from us and you approached him with that. And you could give him this information. They suggest that this is what you do. And it could be enough for him to go, okay, I'm going to let it go. It's time to let it go.
Mm-hmm.
You can't change the past. The past is done. So what you have is the present moment so that it can go into your future and make it great, make it grand. That's up to him.
Yeah, and just imagine 62 years of, you know, he's probably going through that regret of who was my dad, how come I never met him, I wish I could have met him, what kind of person. And you
but
carry
I
that all your
asked
life.
Him, did you ever want to try to find him? He said no.
Yep. But you still have that wonder, even though you don't admit it to somebody.
Yeah.
You know, it's still there, and it's, and until you actually, you know, because you can put that, you know, that brave face on and say, no. But inside you're hurting because you're like, you know, every child feels that. What did I do wrong that you didn't love me enough to stay with me?
And there is a psychological
aspect. He didn't marry the mother.
Yeah.
He never even married the mother. He just took off after she was pregnant.
Yeah. And, it, you know, a lot of people don't. Yep. So good luck to you.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Thank you, ladies. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Thanks for calling. Okay, bye-bye. Okay. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name's Mike.
Hi, Mike.
How are you
doing?
Fantastic.
Do you have a question or a comment?
Yeah, a quick question for you. I've started a new job that, you know, I could give or take it, but it's because I need it right now. And I'm looking at the development. I'm looking at some, you know, with my business and stuff like that, some possible money coming in, you know, 4 to 6 weeks. And I was just wondering if you kind of saw that happening or sooner.
I'm hearing or sooner. I'm hearing or sooner. It feels like whatever has to be on an energetic level finished up is going to be finished up by the end of this month, and it feels really good for like the first, it looks like I'm seeing like the first 1 or 2 weeks of August.
Okay.
It might be to where it's like going more into the second week of August is what it's feeling like for me a little bit later.
What was there a setback of some sort?
Yeah, it's just a document just taking a, if it's
okay.
If it's one particular deal, it's a, it's just a document that's been, you know, lawyers have to earn their keep, so they have things changed frequently and to earn their money.
Hey, Mike, I have a question for you. Do you have a lot of anxiety with this?
Yeah.
I'm feeling a lot of anxiety with you, so here's my recommendation. One is a psychic and one is a counselor. You need to let that go because that energy can
right.
go into that, and then that can keep out. It can keep it from coming to you.
Mm-hmm.
So explore.
Sure.
The best way to
sure.
do this is write it down and say, what is this anxiety? What is it exactly? What is it about? Where does it stem from? What is the root
I can tell you.
Of it?
Yeah.
What is the root of it?
I,
and you're going to find out it more than likely doesn't even have to do with this. It has to do with something even deeper than that.
Oh, no, no, exactly. Well, I was living in California and then moved back to Arizona, and I'm hanging out with a buddy, so, you know, at his place, and so it's just, you know, it's just one of those
yep.
things where,
yep.
you know, oh, yeah, absolutely. It's just so
yep.
I can be back on my own, but the California thing was an expensive experiment, and it didn't work.
Many of us can relate to
yeah.
it. Many of us can relate.
Sometimes, but don't look at it as a failure. Look at it as a lesson that you have to learn.
Yes.
Sure.
Because, you know, now it's put you back into this path.
Oh, exactly. So, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So with the anxiety, you know, I mean, because I was hearing there was a setback, so that's why there was a delay. But remember, if you let go of that anxiety, because the more you put out, that's what you're going to attract. And then you want this to remain as clean as possible, you know, going forward.
Sure.
Yep.
Sure. Oh, yeah. And I don't think I'm putting the anxiety towards the deal specifically. It's just more of the situation and the job that I really don't want and, you know, that type of thing.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, try to look at that job that you don't want because we've all been there and just
yeah.
say and turn it around and say, you know what, this isn't my ideal. However, I'm grateful for the fact that I can take care of the bills and take care of my daily things. And if you
gotcha.
Shift it that way, it'll be easier to get through it.
And it's also you're going to be meeting some people there that you need to meet because you're a light. I remember, you know, Mike,
yeah.
you're this light that's coming in, and they need to have the interaction with you to help shifting. And it may be words that you say to them, and it might be the light, the energy that you carry with them that helps shift. Remember, our whole lives are all choreographed before we even
mm-hmm.
know it. It's all worked out. What is that, the ninth year? I mean, we're all, it's all connected. It all happens for a reason. So remember that. Remember that.
Gotcha.
And you're going to get through it and breathe through it.
Mm-hmm.
Breathe through
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
You'll be back
nope.
on track and doing your thing, Mike. Don't you worry.
Good deal. Awesome.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks
Take
for
care.
Calling in.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi.
Hi, who are we speaking with, and where are we calling from?
Hi, it's Yvette calling from California.
Yvette?
Yes.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm good. I want to ask a question. I do like what you said, I guess, a few minutes ago about this release, this moon
yeah.
that happened. That was pretty harsh, let me tell you.
Yes, it was.
Boy. I experienced some stuff, but that was brutal. And I knew it was the moon. I was crying. I'm like, God, give me a break.
Exactly, exactly.
I was like, I know it's the moon. I know I'm not crazy.
No.
No.
No. That's right.
No, I met another one of my healer psychic friends this morning, and first thing she said is, what the heck is going on?
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, we're all
yeah.
feeling it.
Yeah, thank
oh,
God.
Do you have a question? Do you have a question or a comment, Yvette?
That was a comment, but my question also
well,
is financial.
You.
My question is a financial question. I'm unemployed. For lack of a better expression, it's going to be wrapping up in about a month and a half. I'm secure with the rent for like 4 to 5 months, and I'm not panicking. And I don't want to panic, like you told the last gentleman. So I just wanted to call and get some insight on, from that, you know, from you on this situation.
Okay. Have you been applying for other positions?
I've been gigging, little gigs here and there.
Okay. Yeah, they're saying to actually start applying, though.
Okay.
Start applying.
I was thinking of possibly doing some nanny stuff.
That would be very, very temporary, and for the they're not. I'm not saying no to that. Remember, free will.
Right.
So, and we're not saying no.
Right.
So go ahead and do that. But
the temporary part of why that's good is you make really good money, and it kind of, you know, it's kind of like one of those cool things. It could be temporary, but you could still like have a good life for a while.
Yes, yes. Do you love kids?
I do love kids, and they love me.
Okay. Yep, yep.
Okay, yeah, that would be fine, but I'm also hearing, though, be very particular and selective with the family that you work with.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I see you with a desk job. I see you with a desk job right now. Again, you can do this.
Okay.
Have more than have more than one thing going on, but I see you with a desk job.
Okay.
And it's going to be at some kind of a, I'm hearing the word firm.
Okay.
But I see you interacting with other individuals, and there's going to be a business opportunity that comes up with that that's going to bring you to another level. You might be shifting gears on what it is that you're doing. It might be opening up a door to something different besides what it is that you're currently doing, that you're finishing up right now. Because I'm seeing you on a path to newness. I'm hearing newness with you, that there's going to be change coming in.
Okay.
But there's an association with kids. So that's why I'm saying don't ixnay the nanny thing.
Oh, okay.
I'm not getting a clearer picture on that right now. So it might be in the works where it's manifesting right now, but I'm seeing you doing a – there's a desk job, and it's firm.
And I just heard loud and clear, do not worry about the rent.
Yeah, don't worry.
Thanks.
No.
I'm not worried. I'm not panicking. I just know things are going to work out. I'm just –
They're reinforcing. Don't even worry about it.
Awesome.
It'll be taken care of.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So I would look up and see what you're seeing.
Okay.
Job wise, that has to do with, that would be desk job. So I don't know. They're not saying the word receptionist. So I'm not specific. All I see is this group of individuals around you, and I'm hearing the word firm, FIRM.
Interesting.
So
okay.
What kind of firm that is, I don't know, because I'm going, are you talking law firm? But it's a firm. What other kind of firm?
Could it be a yoga studio?
A what?
A yoga studio?
Yes, it sure could. It sure could. Blame the people.
Okay.
Do you do sales at all?
A lot of it.
Okay. Because I'm as she's talking about the firm, I'm hearing sales firm.
You know what? But I'm seeing suits. I'm seeing guys in suits. So I don't know. This could be very symbolic. You know, if it was yoga, you would be meeting business people, and it could be it's a contact there that you're going to have that's going to bring you to another place with career. And it's something you're currently not doing right now. And it almost feels like it's something that's in the works of being developed right now. Of a
there
different
is one
path.
Thing. My friend, I'm also a massage therapist, so I'm kind of we're talking about getting like my license. Well, like let's say the paperwork in order for me to like. She has an organization. Actually, she kind of has a nonprofit, and she wanted me to go into the hospitals and under her organization and do massage for
bingo.
Parents and
bingo.
Children.
Bingo.
Be paying. This won't be paying, but I don't know, because it'd be volunteering.
No, but you can work it into a paying position.
Okay.
Doors of opportunity. Okay. Just look at the doors of opportunity with the people that you meet.
Awesome. Okay. I'll take that.
Because with people, it's networking, and you never know. All it takes is one person to change it.
Mm-hmm.
One person.
Absolutely. Always. That's my motto, too. Yep, just take
and do
one.
You see, do you see how just light you became all of a sudden? You became really light with that. So your soul is recognizing this. Your soul is recognizing what's being said right now. So you're feeling much lighter and brighter right now. So you're on the right path right now. So do that. Do that and see where it leads you. Meanwhile, if you need the money coming in,
you can do
that other stuff.
Okay. Shoot, because Beth is picking up kids. Do you do a massage on kids?
Funny enough, my nieces and nephews, they love it. I mean, I can.
Okay.
And they love it. Actually, funny enough, every kid I ever meet, I am not kidding you, and they always say, can I have a massage?
Well, it's interesting because if you're going into hospitals, you know, children who are ill would benefit so much from massage. Why could you not turn that into a money-making business and make that into a business?
Do you see how you go in there, nonprofit? People see it to see how people interact with you, and that's where they're going, oh, my Lord. So that's how something else to where you did not plan on turns into something greater than what you even ever thought possible.
This is so awesome.
Wow. There you be.
No,
well,
really
good
kind of
luck
the
to you.
Turning.
Yeah, good luck.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling in. Bye-bye.
Have a good day, ladies. Bye.
Thank you, you too. Bye-bye.
I need one.
I know. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
It's Donna and I'm calling from Canada.
Hi, Donna.
Hi, Donna. How are you doing?
Okay. I just want to ask if you see at this time, if you see a man named Cam and I reconciling our friendship.
Cam. Well, I, you know what I'm seeing right now.
Does Cam have a girlfriend, or is he with someone else?
No.
No, okay.
I don't know why, but I'm seeing thumbs down on that, so I don't know if it's because of that he has his heels in the ground for something that happened, or if it's the universe right now that's sitting here saying he's not for your highest good right at this moment, at this moment. But I also see this light in your heart towards him. You're wanting something. It's not the answer that you're wanting right now. It's not saying down the road you can't, but it doesn't feel like it's going to be something that's going to be happening like in the very, very near future. And when I say very, very near future, it doesn't feel like something that's going to happen within the next 3 months. So if you're looking like at tomorrow, this week, next, you know, the end of this month, it doesn't feel like it's going to be soon because it feels like he has a lot of stuff that he's working on right now. I take that back. There's stuff that he's ignoring. There's some stuff that he's ignoring that he needs to look at.
Do you see it down the road? Like, I mean, I'm not concerned really much about it right now, but down the road I'm more concerned about.
Well, there's always possibilities. It depends on if he does his work and he lets some stuff go. And then as you continue on your work, and the more, like, if you worry about it or if you get anxious about it or stressed out about it, that can put that energy into that.
It puts a block on it.
It can put a block. It can create a block. So the more you just sit here and you let it unfold, and if he's meant to be in your life, like anybody who's ever supposed to be will be, and those who aren't are going to fall away. And even though we may want those people who fall away from us, that doesn't mean that they're for our highest and best good now. Because there's other people who are going to be coming into your life. And that's what it's feeling like. All I know is they're saying nothing's going to happen within the next 3 months, but it depends on him because free will steps into everything. They could say yes, but if he's going, I don't want anything, you know, I'm just not there, blah, blah, blah. I mean, so I'm not seeing anything for at least the next 3 months. And I only know what it is that they're showing me and saying to me. And I know that's not the answer that you want.
No. And as I said, I'm not, you know, as much concerned about right now as I am about the future. That's all. I'm just wondering if there's any.
Well, 3 months is the future, and it doesn't feel like it, but miracles happen. I believe in miracles. So if he does his stuff, and if the universe is going, okay, let's get him going, let's get these two together again, things can happen. So decipher and discern for yourself. You know, I only know what it is that I see and hear. But other than that, the next 3 months, I'm seeing two thumbs down. So would take that as a no. Depends on how you want to take it.
Yeah. I kind of had to let him go, I guess, a bit because he hasn't been really that nice to me. Mm-hmm. So I kind of had to let him go, and I had to kind of tell him things that he's done, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, it doesn't feel good having to do that, but I had to do that. But, I still want him in my life, but at the same time, I don't want to be mistreated. But anyway, so I was just wondering whether or not he would actually...
Well, Donna, that says it all right there. You were being mistreated and you're recognizing that. So do you think the universe is going, you are this bright light and we want this more to come into your life? Or you know what, we want you to be able to work on yourself so that you know that this is not acceptable?
Right. And also you could have, you know, by doing what you did, given him food for thought,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that opened up that channel for him to say, hey, either I'm going to change my ways or I'm going to stay the same person that I am who's not very nice. It's basically it's up to him now.
Yeah.
This is a defining moment for you to decide whether or not you're going to allow other people like this to come into your life. Because if you don't step back and look at it, you will attract another person like this. So you have to right now look at it as going, thank you for a wonderful, phenomenal teacher. But this is what I no longer will accept in my life.
Yeah, it's funny because, like, I normally don't accept things like that, but I just feel like a connection to him. Like, I do care for him.
Yeah.
But... And,
it's more of a past lifetime with the two of you, just so you know. It's more of a past lifetime. And so just go to yourself saying, we don't need to complete it. It's done. I've brought it to the point to where I can bring it to in this lifetime. And we don't need to sit here and continue.
I just feel like that there's some things that are left undone that I need to do with him. And
I
still feel that. Like, I may not be, like, right now, but mm-hmm. I still feel like that there's still some things, like, for us to do together. Like, I just don't feel like it's done. But I mean, right, I don't know if we just
But you do realize everything's stuck, stale, and stagnant until he realizes that he needs to do some changing on his part. Because if it's just you, and there, you know, a relationship is a two-way street. It takes two people to make it go. If it's one person, you're doing all the work.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing's going to change other than you. Other than you.
Yeah.
So sit down and journal about this and ask yourself, what is it that you're holding on to? Because even though you say you don't really, that, you know, that you have some unfinished business, but you're okay with however it turns out, there's some incongruency with the statements that you're saying. So write down and ask yourself, write down your questions with your dominant hand and then respond with your non-dominant hand and see what comes up with that. And then see if you can work past that block so you can let him go so that he can do the stuff he needs to do. And you only want him back in your life if he's at a better place.
Yeah.
That's the only thing you should want, Donna, that he's going to be a better person because mm-hmm. of it. It shouldn't be anything less than that.
Yeah, I don't know if it's possible. I mean, if someone can actually...
Oh, anything's possible. I've seen miracles with people. Just in my business as a mental health counselor, I've seen miraculous things happen. And then add the spiritual piece onto it. Anything can happen. But don't hold out for it. Meanwhile, take care of you. Take care of you.
Yeah, because all I did was, you know, I would love this person who was patient, encouraging. Like,
I know.
Like, I did, like, everything, and brought a lot of good to him, did so many good things for him. And
so
I don't
you do
know
realize if he doesn't integrate that and accept that's stuff he needs to work at. It has nothing to do with you having to do it better, having to be bigger.
Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to do with that, Donna. It has nothing to do with that.
So I'm just wondering if he'll ever remember it or if it'll, like, because hoping
at a subconscious level, he has taken in everything that you've done, everything that you've said, and now it's up to him whether or not he's going to get out of ego and accept it.
Right. And, it, you know, as far as, like, and also, you know, when people come in when they have these karmic connections, you can do your part in this lifetime. And he may not do his part in this lifetime. But you've done your part, and now you can move on. So, you know, you just have to You just have to kind of sit down and look at it and say, okay, I've done my part, and if he doesn't do his part, then what? You have to move on, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, you've come to that realization, so you just have to let it go now and say, okay, well, I've done my part. Now I can sit back. It's up to him. If he decides to do his part, great. If not, I can move on.
I sent him some text, you know, pretty much saying I wanted to be back in his life. I wanted, you know, to make amends, you know. So I don't know if anything will come of that.
Well, but you can't force yourself into. If you force yourself into it and he's not ready, you're never going to go anywhere.
Yeah. Do you know if it's made any sort of impact on him, what I said?
Right now, all we're seeing is for the next 3 months, no, that he's got to work on his stuff.
Okay, unless he free will takes over.
Yep, so, well, I hope that helps you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Thanks you.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's grab the next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Sandra and I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Sandra from New York. How are you doing?
Hi, girls.
Hi.
I'm doing very well, thank you. So my question is about love relationships. I've been manifesting and putting out a lot of good energy and working on myself, and I just want to see what you guys saw.
First and foremost, I want to tell you, my Lord, do you have phenomenal energy.
Yeah, you do.
You can tell you are doing your work, Sandra.
Thank
good
you.
For you.
Now,
you want to make sure you're manifesting the man in your life who is, you know, your equal and is doing his work as well.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm hearing very soon. November at the latest.
Ooh, that's so soon.
I know.
So exciting.
He has dark brown hair. It's short. Looks like he parks it on the left side. And it looks like he might be a different nationality.
Okay, I accept that. I'm a different nationality.
Yes.
And I'm hearing he has. He's either a musician or something to do with music.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Singer.
Singer?
Yes, singer. Well, you know, this is really interesting. I'm hearing opera. Ooh.
Opera.
Love it.
Maybe
and
Italian
he's very,
or something?
Very fit.
And I said, oh, opera, maybe Italian or something?
because I'm picking up, like, I mean, darker features.
Okay. Well, it doesn't matter.
Not necessarily darker skin, but darker features.
Yeah. It is very hard to tell. What I'm seeing is his back. He's very fit. He's not tall, but he's taller than you. And he's very well-dressed. He's very well-dressed.
Oh, I love a well-dressed person.
And he has impeccable manners as well.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that sounds
I'm hearing
wonderful.
By end of November.
Okay. And is this someone long-term for me?
Oh. I just heard no, but he's going to get you ready for the next one. You're going to have fun with this one. You'll have fun with him. And it will be in 2015. But you're going to develop a really great friendship out of this one. You guys can make it whatever, but in the end, it will be a great friendship that you have in the end.
Okay. Sounds good. Anything else that you know about him?
I'm seeing a T in his name. I don't know if it's... And it's a name that I can't pronounce. So it's a... Is he Italian? I can't... They're not giving me any more, and it's I can't focus in on it, but there's a T in his name. I don't know if it's his first name or if it's last name.
Okay. So the long-term one you're saying is more in 2015 at some point.
Yep, 2015.
Yeah.
And that will be probably more around summertime is what it feels like, which is what a lot of us are coming in 2015. We have a lot of work to finish up on this year, and we're all getting like practice before our you want your twin flame. You've done your work, so you want your twin flame.
Yeah, I'm hearing the 2015 guy is the love of your life. So.
Aww, I wish you girls could tell me something about him, but I guess, you know, 2015 is right around the corner, so.
That's right.
You know, have fun with this guy because he's there to open up the last piece of you, so.
Yep.
Oh, that's interesting. That's, okay.
Yeah.
I'm all right with that.
Well,
I know.
Thank
I'm
you so much for calling in.
Thank you. Okay,
right,
God bless.
Bye-bye.
You too.
Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi. Is this
Hello?
Deidre? Hey, I'm calling from Florida.
From Florida? And what's your first name?
Deidre.
Deidre. Do you have a question or a comment, Deidre?
I do have a question, almost kind of like the last person, but I just want to know there's a relationship coming my way. Yeah.
Are you a little nervous?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, first time.
Are you? Oh, it's just because you're calling in, and what are they going to
mm-hmm.
tell me?
I know.
Well, there's nothing to be afraid of. Let's see here. Boy, you're a bright light also, just so you know. Your heart is very open. You are so ready.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm hearing within 2 months. No later than 3.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Now,
actually,
is it a male that you're searching? Is it a male that you're looking for?
Right, mm-hmm. Yeah, I actually am.
Okay, then that would make sense with the information I was getting because I'm going, okay, I just want to be mindful of how I say this. This is going to be a guy. He's not going to be one of these macho guys. He's going to be one of these very sensitive, this new masculine energy, and you're going to love it. Very creative, very he's very empathic, very intuned, very empowering for himself, for you, and he's going to be sensitive. So it feels like that may not be the kind of guy that you are used to. So don't shoo him away because he's going to bring you to new levels of awareness.
Yeah, I recently started talking to this guy, and it's just I don't get a good vibe. I'm like, okay, this isn't, no. You know, he's real macho, and I thought it's what I wanted. I'm just like, no.
No.
So,
yeah, your intuition, your soul is going, nope.
No, that's the old part of you that wanted that. The new you that you're shifting into is like you want the gentle, kind, loving, compassionate, empathetic, forgiving, somebody who listens.
Like me.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly like you. Yep, exactly like you. But you want them to be balanced and grounded. But he's going to be extremely creative with the way he expresses himself, not just verbally, but in all areas of life. So he's going to be a change of pace compared to what you're used to. So open your arms to him and welcome him in.
Oh, my goodness, 2 months. That's not long. Lordy, lordy. Like you say, I hope I just get so worried because I'm like, oh, Lord, I don't want to shoo him away, but I'll keep my eye out.
Keep an open mind and just be relaxed when you meet people. And I think your intuition is going to tell you too.
Yep. And remember
not to
judge a book by its cover. Go with your gut feeling. Mm-hmm. Don't go by look. Go by what it is that you feel.
Okay, yeah, I was just about to ask for an initial, but what you just said, I'll stick with that.
Yep, that's right.
I think I'll know.
Because you would be amazed at what's behind that when you open up that book, what's there. It's like, wow, never imagined that. And then you start looking at the person completely differently. But you're going by your gut feeling because your gut's not going to lie to you. Your gut won't lie to you. But good luck to you. 2 months. Keep yourself open.
I'm going to get myself together.
That's right. Put yourself out there and meet people wherever, do stuff. Step outside of your box so that you can have more opportunities coming and presenting themselves to you.
But yeah, that's my problem. I just kind of stay shut in. I got to get out. Yeah.
That's right. Are you more shy, more introverted?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Yeah. perfect opportunity to really watch yourself grow, put yourself out there.
Yes.
Well, good luck to you.
I will.
Call us and let us know in 2 months what happens.
I know. I will. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Have a good night. Thanks for
good
calling.
Good luck to you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Okay. Hi,
hello?
Who are you speaking with and where are you calling from?
Stacy from Florida, and I have the same question as the lady before.
Okay.
Stacy in Florida. Let's see here. Gosh, I am just liking this, too. You are a bright light, three bright lights right in a row. Love
yeah.
it. Thank you, ladies. Thank you.
I'm hearing some. You're going to be meeting someone, and he plays baseball. Hearing baseball player, not, you know, necessarily professional, but someone who plays baseball, maybe on a local team or hobby team.
Oh, and he's blonde. Blonder. Yeah, he's blonde. And their blonde is, it doesn't, yeah, like a dirty blonde.
Dirty blonde
color hair. Very nice looking guy. He has a very chiseled face. He has a more profound nose.
And he's tall. He's
got a beautiful smile. Very beautiful smile. He's very warm and very warm and very giving. Very much of a gentleman. Very much of a gentleman. But he loves his sports. He loves his sports.
Do you go to places where, you know, like after a team plays or whatever, they go and hang out? Do you ever go to, like, a place like that?
I go to sporting events, yeah, so it makes sense.
Okay.
I'm seeing a teen, his name, too. It almost feels like I'm seeing Tommy? Tom. I'm seeing a T. I'm seeing a T-O-M, but I don't know if there's more to it. There's a Tom in it. It almost looks like there's longer to it, but I can't see what the rest of the... So I don't know if that's his first name. No.
And I'm almost seeing you guys meeting, like, in a sports bar or, like, an open-air bar. Something where he and his teammates go after, and then you're there, too.
Well...
And, I'm hearing don't rule out going to a zoo. Don't ask me why. Don't rule out going to a zoo. He's going to notice you.
That makes sense because sometimes the zoo animals they bring to these events. I'm wondering, do you know when this is?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, August.
I got an exact date, August 4th. I heard
oh
August
my
4th.
Gosh. Oh, wow. I'm
yep,
excited.
And I'm hearing of this year, August 4th of this year.
That means a month away? Wow.
That's just like 2 weeks away.
I'm saying less than, yeah, I'm going not even a month.
And you said he's tall, blonde, and he plays baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. And it looks
that's
like he wears white pants with stripes and a blue and red with some white in it shirt. God, I'm even getting specifics.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. They're showing me the animal that you'll meet by, but I'm going, what kind of animal is that? I can't tell.
Yeah, because I see him wearing a baseball cap, too.
Yeah.
And I see red in the cap.
I don't know if this is a sloth that I'm looking at. It might be a sloth, but something in that category that would kind of look like a sloth. I can't think of what other animals, and they're not giving me the name. They're just showing me the picture.
But
I'm going,
is this guy long-term, or is it, you know, Mr. Right Now?
I heard long-term.
Oh, yeah, I heard long-term. I mean, I'm hearing even marriage.
Oh, wow.
So keep a very open mind to that.
Oh, I will.
Oh, gosh, I'm even getting more. I'm hearing two children. Well, good for you. Look at that. You're getting the full package there.
Wow, that's refreshing.
Yeah.
So continue to work on yourself and continue to keep an open heart and an open mind. And don't be going, is that him? Is that him? Just be relaxed because the more you put out that energy you put out there that you want, that can create blocks. So just have fun, get out there with friends, and he's going to approach you, believe it or not.
Oh, yeah, because I don't approach men. They have to come up to me because they just think it's supposed to be like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just think that's how it should be. I don't know.
You know what? It's to each their own, whatever trips your trigger. It's,
you know what? I'm hearing he's already noticed. He's already seen you, so.
So maybe somebody I know?
It's not somebody you know, but he's noticed you. He's seen you. And he's going to, when he sees you again, it'll be like, oh.
I'm hearing Tom Willis. Tom Willis. And I very rarely ever get names, so I'm going, wow. So, but don't get caught up in the name. That's just the name they're giving. So don't get caught up in the name, because I could be interpreting it, but it's very clear. So just be open to the everything else that we've identified. And don't say any man that comes to your table, though, either. Be open to all possibilities, but we're giving you specifics.
Yeah, because I'm... And you said tall, blonde, you know, like light hair.
Chiseled, and you're going to know him by his nose. He's got a, it's more, he's got a, it's a bigger nose, but it's not to where you're going, oh, a man with a big nose. Remember, that does, that's not his personality. But he's got, it looks like it's a, I don't know if it's thicker, but it's a bigger nose. That's the best way I know how to put it. But he's got a personality that you can't beat.
Wow. And I'll definitely let you know. I'm really excited about this.
Well, that would be
good.
Great. That would be great.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, thanks to the both of you. I'll let you know. And thank you so much for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a great evening.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
So yep. Bye-bye. Okay, so we got one caller left. We have about 3 minutes. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Brandy. I'm calling from Texas.
Bernadine?
Hi. Yeah.
Is that your name? It's Bernadine. I'm going, so I did hear it correctly. Okay. How you doing? What's your question or comment?
Yeah, I'm going to be starting a job, and I was just curious if y'all had any insight into that and if you think anything interesting is coming my way.
I'm hearing you're going to love it. Keep an open mind for it. You're going to have new opportunities presenting themselves because of the people that you're going to be meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're going to be.
Yeah, I'm hearing this is going to be a fun atmosphere here, wherever you're going to be working.
Yep.
Oh, that's
a lot
good.
Of opportunities for friendships as well, professional relationships and for personal relationships.
Oh, that's important right now for me.
And it's going to be, it feels like this is where you're going to have like an external family built here. A close network of people that you'll get to know at this job. Yep, you're going to really like it. You're really going to enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
And there'll be a possibility for advancement and all that?
Oh, yes, that would be part of the new opportunities, yep.
Oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Yep,
so just have fun with it, go with the flow, and keep an open mind is what I'm hearing. But you're going to really enjoy this environment.
Yeah, you're going to have fun.
It's a very uplifting, positive environment.
Oh, that's good. I start in 2 weeks, so I'm excited.
Good for you.
Yeah,
good for you. Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Y'all have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, you guys, this was fabulous. Thank you for all of our callers.
Yes, thank you to everybody who called in. And... we have no show on Friday, but the following, so a week from today, we will be doing this again.
Tuesday.
So we'll see you a week from Tuesday, and have a great week, everyone.
Have a great week. Love and light. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah. I didn't have it.